and welcome to Deep Dive with Deborah. I hope you enjoy the goodness that I brought to you today. And do stay with me to the end. Thank you. I'm very sure it is a constant when I say at one point or the other, one of us, a lot of us, you know, always saying the usual, nobody knows the way I'm feeling and nobody's there for me. But do you know that you can break these things just by reaching out to someone? So many people, a lot of you, a lot of us, we want what we do not give. You want what you've never given to anyone. Doesn't it seem crazy to you? Maybe you should try taking a dose of your own medicine sometimes. And there are people that you haven't heard from in a long while, and it never pops into your head to check up on this person. You end up saying, no one checks up on me, when you really do not check up on other people. I mean, it isn't really balanced, because you are not doing that and then you're expecting it. It's not balanced to me. Basically, you need to build value in people. You need to build valuable relationships with people, because then honestly, that is when, as artful or as harsh as it might sound, that is when they will deem you worthy of checking on. I mean, if I am someone to you, if you know me and I have never built any valuable relationship with you, I've never dropped anything of value, anything worth of value in your life. I did nothing worth of value in your life. If I go missing, I'm very, very sure that you wouldn't even, you know, realize the fact that I'm actually missing. And there are times when I felt choked. There are still times when I feel choked up, you know, with the emotions raging inside me. And there are times when I feel these things, but I had no one to talk to. And sometimes I put out things about needing someone to just reach out to me, but nobody does. And okay, so I'm like taking a step back. So I'm telling you this from what used to happen to me. It's quite different now. So, and then it did not really click until later for me to check the people I surrounded myself with, the people I called my friends. And not to sugarcoat things, I realized these people didn't really give a lot about me in the grand scheme of things. They possibly did about other people, but just not for me. And it doesn't exactly make them bad people, but for me, they were not my people. And there are people that they feel close to and they drop things to help and all of that, but I just wasn't that for them. And I'm really glad I realized that pretty quickly. Well, not so quick, but at least it didn't go on for so long. And, you know, one of my major goals for 2 years running now is to build relationships. And when I say relationships, I do not mean romantic relationships. I mean friendships, value-adding friendships. And to a very large extent, I've been, you know, I am absolutely excited, absolutely, you know, filled with so much joy, because to a very large extent, that which has been my goal, it has been amazing, because I've met people, I've built relationships with people that I definitely know this is going places. And I know this, other people, you know, so many of you might have had experiences like this, but I'm going to tell you a story. So I had people that reach out to me, you know, when they need someone to help them with ideas, someone to help them write up something, someone to help them do a particular thing, and then after they get what they want, they disappear. And you know, the funniest part of this is the tenacity with which these people try to reach out to me whenever they need something. So I said I was going to tell you a story, right? So there was this person, they needed me for a help with let me see their brand. And they had never reached out. They had not reached out to me for months. And at this point, this was the time when I was working on, you know, being conscious about the people that I let in my space. And I'd realized then that this person was not really my person. I realized that this person was not really my person. So, and then, you know, there's one thing that I hold there from one of the conversations I was having with a friend. She said, you can be friendly with people, it doesn't make you friends with them. I feel that's a really deep thing. You might be friendly with people, but that does not make you friends with them. And so this person needed my help on their brand, right? And so they reached out to me one evening, and this evening, oh my God, I was absolutely tired. I was actually trekking. I just needed to clear my head. It was like some minutes after 7 or some minutes to 8 in the night. I think it should be night. Anyways, I was really tired. I was trekking back from a long day at work. I was hungry. And so this person called me, and I was surprised when I got their call, and I was wondering, okay, what's up? And so they said, oh, Debbie, I need your help with something. And you know, the usual bottling up, which then I didn't even realize, you know, the usual, you're the only person I know that can do this. I believe that you are the right person that can do this. And you know, all those things, you know, made me feel good about myself. Like, okay, you know, they feel, you know, I'm indispensable and, you know, things like that. So I said yes, which I really had to have declined. But at this point, you know, remember that I was still working on myself and I did not know how to say no. And still at some points, right now, at some points, I still don't know how to say no, even though I've been really good, you know, at working on myself in that aspect. So then I did not know how to say no, and because I did not want them to think of me badly, and because I wanted to prove myself to them, especially because you know, the buttering up really did actually get to me. So I realized then that I defined my ability by the fact that they could possibly see that I had potential in me, and they were using me. That's not the only time they did, but let me get back to the story. So I said, okay, when do you need it? And they said, in a day. And I was like, okay, I'll write something to you and, you know, just give something to you. And they went and saying, you know, thank you. I thought, oh, you know, this person is really appreciative, my dear. Absolutely not. So that night after I go home, I went through the rigorous ordeal of the usual chores and all of that. So they called me and they went, oh, Debbie, I just wanted to remind you about a thing. And I was like, okay, I remember. Do not take your mind off the tenacity. By the way, I had crazy deadlines to meet, but no, I left those and I decided to focus on their work. And you know, guess whose message I woke up to the next morning? Yes, you are absolutely right. Them saying the, oh, I just wanted to remind you about that. Do not forget the tenacity. I just wanted to remind you about this. I need it today. And mind you, I was not getting paid for this thing. I was just doing it out of the goodness of my heart. Another message in the afternoon, and I sent it to them, and they were, you know, the usual, they just said, okay, thank you. And guess what? It was radio silence after that. And you know, the craziest part was that finally opened my eyes to this was when they actually did use the thing that I set up and whatnot for them. And this person was like, I'm giving credit to something. And I felt really bad. I felt really bad because I felt, you know, I don't even need the credits. I mean, I don't even want you to put my name on it. I just needed to see that, you know, my effort was really appreciated. And remind you that then I was using the fact that they saw potential in me to validate myself, which is absolutely horrible, but that was what I was doing. So I felt really bad. I felt really bad about this. But you know, the craziest thing is the fact that these people are the ones that would come put things up online about reaching out to people, do not use people, and you know, all those hypocritical BS like that. But I realized that it basically comes to this. If you are not with the right people, they would never reach out to you. They would never reach out to you, no matter how good or, you know, because they are not reaching out to you. You wouldn't even realize that, because honestly, it really does mess with your esteem and all of that. So if you are not with the right people, they would never reach out to you. So please be strong enough to sift people out of your life. People that are not doing you any good. Please be unapologetic about sifting people out of your life. That is one thing that I did, and I'm really, really grateful for. You know, it was not easy. I was able to set boundaries. I was able to set, you know, priorities in place, most especially boundaries, you know. But at first I realized, you know, these people are not, they're not my people. And as painful as it is, as painful as it sounds, I realized they were not my people. So please be unapologetic about taking control of your space. If you're not with the right people, they will never reach out to you. Be strong enough to sift those people out of your life. they're not doing any good, and they ought not to be choking the space that, you know, people that would actually do some good will take. They ought not to be, you know, choking up that space. So please be unapologetic about taking control of your space and the people that you let into it. And you know, with this theme, retrospection of some sort, you know, being deliberate about people that I let into my space, it really did help me. And guess what? Recently, something huge happened to me. So there's another beautiful thing that I would love to share with you. And it is that I started a newsletter. Cue the musicals and whatnot, just add that in your head. So I started a newsletter, and basically it would be like insights into my life and the things that happens in there. If you really want to know what goes on in my head, I don't know why I'm whispering, but if you really want to know, you know, what goes on and all of that, things I would love to share with you and whatnot, you would definitely want to be signed up to the newsletter. And it'll be like a reality TV, but in text, you get. So you'll be reading it instead of seeing it, which is something, you know. We never know, maybe sometimes later we could get a real reality TV, you know, with videos and whatnot. But let's take it slowly right now. So, so you're possibly wondering how you can get signed up if you're not signed up already. So you could send a mail to deepdivewithdeborah@gmail.com. Just send the mail. You could just say, I would love to get signed up to the newsletter. Bam. And I would immediately forward a sign up form for you. And you would, and just like that, you're already part of the journey. You're already part of the whole thing. So just send a mail to deepdivewithdeborah@gmail.com, or you could possibly just reach out on the Instagram page, Deep Dive with Deborah as an Instagram page. If you're not following, you are very wrong. Very, very wrong. So it's basically deep_dive_with_Deborah. Exactly. Just Deep Dive with Deborah, but with underscores in between. Exactly. It's as simple as that. So you could, so those are like two ways you could get signed up. You could send a mail to deepdivewithdeborah@gmail.com just saying, I would love to get signed up to the newsletter, and I would forward the sign up form to you. Or you just, you know, send me a DM on the Deep Dive, you know, Instagram page. So I'm excited to really do this with you, to start another journey with you. Definitely super excited. And I know you're possibly wondering, you're definitely wondering, is something over my laptop? Why is the outro coming now? She was about to say something. What happened to her? Be calm. Nothing is wrong with your phone. You only have to wait for the next episode to discover what actually happened to me. And it's going to be, something. Okay, let me give you a teaser. Yeah, it's definitely going to be something you would need, you know, especially because we're in the 8th month exactly of the year's coming to an end. When did we start? Anyways, thank you so much for being on this journey, this episode with me. I absolutely appreciate you staying to this moment. Looking forward to much more beautiful memories with you. Thank you so much. So see you on the next episode. Thank you. Thank you once again for joining me on today's episode. And please continue to share, continue to listen, continue to, you know, share the goodness to other people to enjoy from it as well. And if you're listening on Spotify, you could interact. Yeah, there are questions, probably whatever you feel. There's a comment box, yeah, on Spotify. Like if you're listening on Spotify, there's a comment box that you can drop whatever it is on. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review after. It's going to go a long way into helping me and helping this podcast. Thank you. And every other listening platform, that on Google Podcast, on Anchor, whatever, you know, listening platform that you're listening, streaming on, I really appreciate it. I thank you to share, continue to listen, stay blessed, and blessings.